The Five Invitations, Discovering What Death Can Teach Us About Living Fully, by Frank Ostaseski. Foreword by Rachel Naomi Remen, MD. Read for you by the author. Foreword read by Laura Wilson.
Forward. All tempest has, like a navel, a hole in its middle, through which a gull can fly in silence. Harold Widder Binner. As a physician, I was taught that death was life's opposite, a physical event marked by specific physiological changes. I was trained to manage the dying, to prolong life whenever possible, and to control pain and suffering when it was not. The pain of survivors was hardest to manage, but in time most people took comfort in the thought of an afterlife and found a way to move on. Despite a great many experiences with those who were dying or who died, I and my fellow professionals had little or no emotional reaction to death, and certainly no curiosity about it. Such curiosity would have been seen as morbid. The idea that death might offer the living something vitally important would have been perceived as simply bizarre. In a less extreme form, our professional stance was a reflection of a culture-wide attitude toward death and the dying. This is the environment in which Frank Ostaseski began his courageous and pioneering work and first offered his genius of seeing each death as unique and meaningful, as an opportunity for wisdom and healing, not only for the dying, but also for those who live on. The great depth of experience he brings to this book can only be accumulated by those who are fearless, who have found their way to stillness and presence, who possess an ability to connect to the heart and soul of others, and who are blessed with the gift of story for sharing the road traveled. The Five Invitations is filled with stories so profound that they function as a compass, a way to travel an unknown road to a desired destination. Many of the true stories in this book can be read as parables, wisdom stories that enable us all to live more purposefully and wisely in many diverse circumstances. I first encountered death at the time I was born. I weighed 2.1 pounds and spent the first 6 months of my life between worlds, in an incubator, untouched by human hands. I encountered death again at 15, when my chronic illness declared itself in the night, and I was rushed unconscious to a hospital in New York City, where I spent almost a year in a coma. Most of the people I know well, I have met on the edge between life and death, magnetized there as I have been by the deep wish to glimpse what is most real. Frank Ostaseski is one of these people, my colleague, my fellow traveler, my teacher. In The Five Invitations, he's written a beautiful book about life on the edge, about all of life, really, and invited us to join him in the space between the worlds, to sit at the table of unknowing, to wonder together, to become wise. My grandfather was a Kabbalist and by nature a mystic. For him, life was a constant dialogue with the soul of the world. All events were doorways, and the world revealed itself constantly. He was able to see the most profound of realizations in the most ordinary of occurrences. Most of us do not have this gift. We need something larger, something that stops us in our habits of seeing and hearing with more authority, something that challenges our habitual perceptions and ways of thinking in order to recognize the true nature of things. Death is one such doorway. Awareness is the great gift of death. For many people, authentic life starts at the time of death. Not our own death, but someone else's. Simply put, the nature of life